Okay, today's daf is Me'ila Daf Test. Today's shiur is sponsored by David Ham in honor of his wife Margie and by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding just before the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, where we are at Gufa. So we had a machlokas yesterday whether Mitzui is Ma'akev or not, and we're going to have a stira within Shitas Rabbi Ishmael whether or not Mitzui is Ma'akev, just to finish up that sugya. Then the Mishnah is going to go through all of the other karbanos in the same way that we went through Chatas Ha'of yesterday. Just like by Chatas Ha'of, we went through the different stages and which halachas become operative at the different stages. So we're going to go through all the other karbanos, olas sa'of, and the different parim anistrafim, and an olas behema, and a chatas behema, and different karbanos mincha, like the shtei alechem, and the lechem apanim, and other menachos. Each one has its own alechos that are nogea at different stages. Then the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas if there's mi'ila on the tapuach. What's the tapuach? That they would have a pile of ashes on the top of the mizbech, and every day you'd have this mitzvah called trumas hadashen, where they would shovel off some of the ashes. The remaining ashes are the tapuach. So is there an isur mi'ila on the tapuach? And the Gemara is going to bring two rayas whether or not there is an isur mi'ila on the tapuach. And then in the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to get into the issue of what do we do with the keren v'chomesh that you pay for the mi'ila. I mean, the halacha is when a person violates mi'ila, he brings an asham mi'ilos, but he also has to pay back a keren v'chomesh. Where does that money go? So we're going to have a machlokas between Rav and Levi, and then we'll have a brisa for each one. A brisa that supports Rav, a brisa that supports Levi's shita as far as where that money goes. So let's begin at Gufa. So Gufa, going back to what we said in the brisa, Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, Shem Nishar Bedam, that Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel taught this brisa that when the Torah says Bechatoso Vahanishar Bedam Yimatzal Yisrael Mizbeach, that whatever is remaining from the blood, you have to do mitzvah on the mizbeach. It does not mean that avodah is ma'akev. It's she'im nishar bedam. It's that if there happens to be some dam left, so then you're matzah on the mizbeach, you do the mitzvah on the mizbeach. But if there's none left, then you have no mitzvah lebatzoso. It's not ma'akev. I've a tanu de Rabbi Shmuel hasam, but in Maseches Vachum we learned a tanu de Rabbi Shmuel shirayim ma'akvin, that there's a machlokas tanaim over there whether the shiari hadam or ma'akev a carbon or not. Rabbi Akiva holds they're not ma'akev, and Rabbi Shmuel says yes they are. V'yamar of Papa mitzvah chatos ha'ov ika benayu, that the difference between shitas Rabbi Shmuel and shitas Rabbi Akiva is the mitzvah hadam of the chatos ha'ov, meaning they're everyone's mode that the shiari hadam of a carbon behema are not ma'akev the hechsher carbon. The shirayim, after you already did the zrikas adam by a regular carbon behema, that for sure is not going to be ma'akev. The whole machlokas is the mitzvah shiari adam of the chatas of. That's where Rabbi Akiva says it's not ma'akev the hechsher carbon, and Rabbi Shmuel says yes, it is ma'akev. So it's a stir in Rabbi Shmuel. One brisa says that mitzvah is eino ma'akev according to Rabbi Shmuel, and the other brisa says that mitzvah is ma'akev. Says Gemara, yeah, trei tanoi ba'libid Rabbi Shmuel. We have two brisas that reflect the shitos of two different tanoim as far as how they understood Rabbi Yishmael. The brisa that says she'im nishar thinks that Rabbi Yishmael holds that mitzvah is eino ma'akev, and the tan of the brisa that's brought in Maseches Vachim holds that the shitos Rabbi Yishmael is that mitzvah is ma'akev. We never prefer to say that there's a machlokas tanoim what a tana said, because as we pointed out in the past, the Rashi Maseches Ksuvos writes that even though we say elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim and kol ha'Torah kulo whenever we have machlokas, but if it's a machlokas about what somebody says, you cannot say elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. Somebody's right, somebody's wrong. So we always prefer not to go down that road, but we have no choice over here. A stira in Rabbi Shmuel that cannot be reconciled any other way. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to go through each carbon and the different stages when different halachas are operative by each carbon. So olas sa'of. Since we did chatas sa'of, so we mentioned olas sa'of comes next. As we pointed out yesterday, we actually only mentioned chatas sa'of because we really wanted to start with olas sa'of. It's just that the olas sa'of always comes with a chatas sa'of, because there's a lot of mi'ila by an olas sa'of, and we're learning Maseches mi'ila, so we want to make this demonstration by an olas sa'of. So olas sa'of, molin ba mishuk tisha, that as soon as you're makdish it, it's subject to the Yisra of Me'ila. And even if you get Hanah from it while it's still alive, it's subject to the Yisra of Me'ila. Nimlika, once you do the Malika, stage two of the Olas, you do the Malika, so now it has additional Kedusha. Huchshu li pasul b'tvul yom u'b'muchosu kipurim. It can now become pasul if a tvul yom or muchosu kipurim comes into contact with it. Again, pasul and not tame. Pasul means that it itself is tame, but it cannot transmit tumah to anything else. And ubalina, and if the dam stays overnight after the malika, before the mitzui, it becomes pasul as well. Then stage three, mitza dama. Now by ola sa'of, that's all you do. There is no hazah sadam. There's only mitzui adam. The Torah never says anything about hazah sadam by ola sa'of. So mitza dama chayavin lav mishum pigul. Now it becomes subject to pigul. Meaning, if you did the malika with a machsheves pigul, and then once you do the mitzui, you're chayav kares for eating any kazayis of the basar of that ola sa'of because it is piggle. It's just that you need all the matirim to be done properly, so that's why the piggle only becomes operative after the mitzoy is already done. But the machsheves piggle clearly happens much earlier. Then nosar, and also it's yichayev anolos of after the mitzoy adam mishum nosar. If you exercise the basar that's left over after the zman of the haktara, the alos hashachar of the next day, so yichayev kares for achilas nosar. Vitame, and someone who's tame that eats the kazayis of the basar olah after the mitzvah adam is chayev kares for eating basar kachim b'tumas aguf. And it's subject to me'ila. If you get hanaf from it, it's still subject to me'ila even after the mitzui until it's entirely burnt on the mizbeach and they take the ashes, the truma sadashen. When it says over here, the din of the ola is different than the din of the chatas. The din of the chatas, once you do the hazah sadam of the chatas, sprinkling of the dam of the chatas, so it's no longer going to be subject to me'ila because a chatas, shehu's adama, is mutar for kohanim to eat. So it's no longer kachay Hashem as soon as you did the Azaz Saddam, it's already become mutar to kohanim. But an ola is supposed to be burnt entirely on the mizbech, and therefore it remains kachay Hashem at shenasas mitzvaso until you've accomplished whatever mitzvahs you're supposed to accomplish with it, and that's why it remains kachay Hashem and subject to meila until you do the trumas hadashen from the burnt remains of the ola. Parman Esrafim, the next type of karban, the parim that are entirely burnt, namely the par Yom HaKippurim, the par Kohen Mashiach, and the par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, Usirim Esrafim, or the Seir LaHashem of Yom HaKippurim, and the Seir Avodah Zarah, all of these are Kadshei Kadashim, and therefore they don't have Heter Achil LeKohanim, no one is ever allowed to eat them. The Emurim are burnt, and the Basar and the Ar are burnt Chutz Le'ir. The Emurim, Mal and Ben when you're matnashit stage one, so right away it's subject to meila. Nishchatu, when you get to stage two, you shechtit, hukshuli pasal bitvul yom ubamuchasukipurim ubalina. Now it's ready to be pasal by a muchasukipurim or tvul yom, touching it, or by leaving its dam overnight, so that also would pasal the dam. Who's a dam on stage three? Once you do the azaz hadam properly, chayav and aleim yishum pigul noser v'tame. Now pigul noser v'tame. Again, pigul is only if at an earlier stage you had a machsheves pigul, but now that you do the zrikas adam, now that you do the azaz hadam, it becomes subject to the chiyuv kares of eating it as pigul, or the chiyuv kares of nosar, or the chiyuv kares of a tame person eating its basar. Umal and ben beis hadashen achiyat chabasar, and the azaz adam is not going to take away the isur me'ila, because it's not matrit l'kohanim, so it remains kachay Hashem. And even after you take the basar to the place where it's going to be burnt, it's still subject to meila until yisach acheyatech habasar, until the basar is entirely consumed by the fire, and then you could say that it's nasas mitzvah. So finally, at that point, and the meila is not going to be noeg at that point going forward. Once it's already entirely burnt outside where you burn it. So one might raise the question, Tosus points out, why don't we say by the Parman Siman and Srafim, like we say by the Ola, that your Malbem Achietz Lebes Hadashen, right? So meaning, why over here, it's not Achietz Lebes Hadashen, over here we said that a Malbem Beves Hadashen Achiat Chabasar. previously we said that it's Malin ben Achetetze lebeis Hadeshin, until it gets brought out to the Beis Hadeshin. Over here we require further, not just being brought out to the Beis Hadeshin, but that it should be entirely burned. So Tosfos says, no, the answer is Pashut, because when it comes to these Karbanos, there's nothing that's burnt until it goes out to the Beis Hadeshin. That's where the burning happens. Achetetze lebeis Hadeshin means till the ashes of the Sreifa Sakarban is brought to the Beis Hadeshin. That's not Shaykh by the Karbanos and Nisrafim, because they're first burnt at the Beis Hadeshin. So that's why you need to wait, meaning when a Karban is burnt on the top of the Mizbeach, so you say, okay, once it's burnt on the Mizbeach and you take the Trumas Hadeshin, good, no longer subject to Mila. But here you have things that are not burnt on the Mizbeach, they're burnt out by the Beis Hadeshin. So then the Isra Mila only goes away when they're actually burnt outside by the Beis Hadeshin and they're fully consumed. However, the kasha is raised by the Achronim, the Rashash discusses, why doesn't the Mishnah say that the Emurim of the Parim and the Sirim and the Srafim are subject to Mila Achiyetz to the Beis Hadeshin? Because the Emurim are burnt on the Mizbech. The Basar is not. The Basar is burnt out by the Beis Hadeshin. But the Emurim are burnt on the Mizbech. So shouldn't they be subject to Mila only until the Trumas Hadeshin? So they point out that since the Mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin is recorded in the Torah by Karban Olah, where the dam is nuzak on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so maybe only such karbanos that the dam that are like a Karban Olah, where the dam is nuzak on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, only such karbanos have a mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin. But Parim Usrim and Asrafim, where you maza the dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and they're not at all like a Karban Olah, maybe there's no mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin that's knowing by them, and therefore as soon as you're makdir them, the mitzvah of the Emurim is already Makuyam, and it's Yasim Midei Me'ila. Maybe there's no din of Trumas Hadeshin. Maybe it's just the Haktara and the Mizbeach of these Emurim that would qualify it for no longer being subject to Me'ila. That's how the Rashash suggests, that there is no din of Trumas Hadeshin on such Karbanos where you don't do Azaz Hadam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. However, in the Makar Baruch, in Chelik Bei Simen Yodalid, he tries to bring a raya from the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Me'ila, that the Emurim of Parma and Esrafim are subject to Me'ila, Acheyetz L'Beis Hadeshin. Why didn't the Tana say that it's Molim Bei Emurim, Acheyetz L'Beis Hadeshin? Dabar Pashut. Anything that gets burnt on the Mizbeach, of course, it's going to be subject to Me'ila until you do the Trumas Hadeshin. Doesn't have to say it. We just said that in the last halacha. But the Chiddush of these Karbanos is those parts of the Karban, the Basar, that never gets burnt on the Mizbeach, that only gets burnt by the Beis Hadeshin. So that's what we're highlighting in this part of the Mishnah. But it's a Davar Pashut that the Emurim that are going to be burnt on the Mizbeach, of course, are only going to be subject to Me'ila until you do the Trumas Hadeshin. Okay, next Karban on the list, Ha'ola, an Ola Spain. As soon as you're makdish it, it's subject to Me'ila. Stage 2, nishchata, when it's shechted, hukshuli pasul b'tvul yom u'chasukipurim u'belina. It now can become pasul by tvul yom u'chasukipurim, and the dam that's left overnight can become pasul. Nizrak dama, stage 3, once you do zrikas hadam, chayavan ala amishem pigul noser v'tameh. So now the chiyuv pigul noser v'tameh kick in. But ve'ein ma'alin ba'oros, someone who gets hana'ah from the or of an ola after zrikas dam is not chayav mishem Me'ila. Why? Because it's no longer Kachi Hashem. The Oros of an Olas Behema goes to the Kohanim. So it's not Kachi Hashem, it's something that belongs to the Kohanim, therefore not subject to Me'ila. Aval, Ma'al, and Bebasar. The meat of an Olas Behema does not go to the Kohanim, so the Basar is still subject to Me'ila because that's still called Kachi Hashem. Achetetze the Beis Hadeshin until you take the Trumas Hadeshin, because then you've been Mekayim all the mitzvahs with your Olas Behema, and it's no longer going to be subject to Me'ila. Next carbon, chatas, if you have a behema that's a carbon chatas, va'asham, the zivchei shalmei tibur, or you have the kivsei atzeres that come together with the shtei alechem, which are also kachei kachim, ma'olin ben misho uktishu, the moment that you're makdishit, it's subject to me'ila. Nishchatu, once you shechted, hukshu li pasal b'tvul yom uchus rikipurim u'belina, it can now become pasal from b'tvul yom uchus rikipurim, or leaving the dam over. Nizrak daman, once you do this, because the dam, chayavan aleim mishum pigol noser v'tameh. Now, pigul noser and tamei kick in. Ve'ein ma'alin bebasar, You don't get, there's no me'ilah on the basar, because the basar becomes mutar l'kohanim al yedei d'zrika, and so it's no longer kachi Hashem, but the emurim never become mutar l'kohanim, they get burnt on the mizbeach. So you are still chayv me'ilah on the emurim until you take the trumas sedeshen from the burnt remains of the emurim, and only at that point would you say nas mitzvaso, and that it's no longer subject to me'ilah. Next set of karbanos, shtei alechem, the two breads that they bring on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Torah tells us that Shtei Alechem are made chametz, they're not put on the mizbeach, they're not chal kohanim. The zrikas adam of the shnei kvasim that are brought together with the lechem is matir the Shtei Alechem la'achila. Once you do the zrikas adam on the animals that are brought together with it, then the kohanim are allowed to eat the Shtei Alechem. So Shtei Alechem, molin ben mishu uptashu. As soon as you declare them kodesh, they're subject to mila. Karmu betanur, once they start to crust in the oven, so that on the Shtei Alechem is the equivalent of Shechita on a Behema. So Karmu betanur, that's like the Shas Shechita, Huchshu. Now they become prepared, the possible Tevil Yom, Chesukipurim. They can now become possible from Tevil Yom, Chesukipurim. And then there's a question, are we goreis that word ubelina? So Rashi says, what do you mean by Shtei Alechem? There is no lina. The Gemara Menachos Tav Kuvan Beis tells us, Shtei Alechem are ne'echolos, lo pachos mishtayim v'lo yoser al shlosha. That sometimes Shtei Alechem are eaten 2 or even 3 days after they were originally baked. Because the baking of the Shtei Alechem is not docha Shabbos or Yom Tov, so if so you bake them on Erev Yom Tov and they're eaten on Yom Tov, so that's the second day. And if Erev Yom Tov happens to fall out on Shabbos, you have to bake them on Erev Shabbos, and then you're not going to eat them till the third day, till Yom Tov. You're baking them Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Sunday is going to be Shavuos. That's when you eat it. So you see that they're not pasul belina because. You would leave them 2 days, 3 days. So how could you be makrovan? Because if they were pasul belina, then you wouldn't be able to be makrov them on Yom Tov after they already became pasul by staying overnight. Tosus also says that we take out the word ubelina. However, Tosus in Daf Ches Amud Aleph in Dibra Maskul Karmu points out that the Ri keeps the girsa. He says that which afiyah shtei alechem is not docha Shabbos is only within a certain shita tanaim who holds that the Tanur is not Mekadesh the Lechem. But the Tanur of our Mishnah holds that the Tanur is Mekadesh the Lechem, and the Raya is, it says, Karmu Paneo B'Tanur, that it's Hukshuru, and so you see that the Tanur itself is Mekadesh the Lechem, and according to that, you could bake it on Yom Tov itself, and even if it's Chal on Shabbos, because the Afiyah is Docha both Shabbos and Yom Tov. And if it was baked on Erev Yom Tov, it would be Nifsal Bulina. So yeah, Lina we would say as well, according to the Ri, even by the Shtei Alechem. Okay, now since from the moment it's crusts, it's already hukshar, so v'lishchot alein es hazevach. Also, now you're able to shecht the zevach and the Shtei Alechem, the kifsei atzeres that go together with the Shtei Alechem. Nizrak daman shel kvasim, once you do the zrikas adam of that zevach, of the kifsei atzeres that go together with the Shtei Alechem, chayav naleim ishum pigol nosar v'tamei, then it's subject to pigol nosar and tamei, meaning if at the time of the shchitas hazevach you had a machshava to eat the lechem chutz l'zmano, so that would work, that would make it that the lechem becomes pigol, and if you eat the pigol, if you eat that lechem chutz l'zmano, you chayav kares. But ve'ein ben mi'ila, from the time you do the zrikas adam of the kvasim, there's no isra mi'ila to get hana'a from the shtei lechem, because it already became mutar l'kohanim by doing the zrikas adam of the kvasim. So once you do the zrikas adam, it's mutar l'kohanim, it's not subject to mi'ila anymore. Next on the list, lechem apanim, the 12 lechem apanim that they would have every single week in the Beis HaMikdash on the Shulchan. Molin bo mishuhukdash, the moment you're makdish it, it's subject to mi'ila. Karim betanur, once it starts to crust in the oven, huch shali pasul b'tvul yom l'chasu kipurim, it can now become pasul b'tvul yom l'chasu kipurim uli sadra gabli shulchan. And also, it now becomes ready for placement on the shulchan on Shabbos like it's supposed to be placed, but that's only once it's crusted, because it's only called lechem once it has a little bit of a crust on the outside. karvu avzichin, when they bring the bezichin levona that go together with the lechem apanim on the mizbeach, so that mean they bring the bezichim on the mizbeach, chayav an lav mishum pigul nosar v'tamei. Now you chayav an lechem for pigul nosar v'tamei ve'in bo mi'ila, and after you're makti the bezichim, then the lechem is not subject to mi'ila anymore because it's no longer kach Hashem. Now the lechem gets divided up among the kohanim. So since it's given out for people to eat, it's no longer kach Hashem. It's no longer going to be subject to mi'ila. And the last category, hamenachos, regular karbonos mincha that a yachid would bring, molin ben misha huktishu. From the moment you're makdish them, it's subject to mi'ila. Kadshu b'kli, if you put them in a kli shares, they become kadosh, then hukshru li pasul b'tvil yom chuzk purim u'belina. At that point, they can become pasul from chuzk purim u'tvil yom touching it, or by staying overnight. Karav ha-komets, once you bring the komets on the mizbeach, chayav v'nalav mishum pigol nosar v'tamei. That's when pigol nosar v'tamei kick in. Ve'ein mo'alin b'shirayim. And there's no mi'ila on the shirayim of a korban mincha, because it's no longer considered kachay Hashem, since it's supposed to be eaten by kohanim at that point. Aval mo'alin b'komets, ashtetei l'beis hadeshen. But the kemitza that you took, that you have to burn on the mizbeach, that's still subject to mi'ila until the trumas hadeshen, from the remaining ashes of that which is burnt on the mizbeach, because only then is it considered to be nasas mitzvaso and no longer subject to mi'ila. Our Mishnah is used in a tshuva lahalacha that Rav Nosson Gestetner wrote in his tshuvas lahoros Nosson chelik dalet simul chavbeis os tes. He raises a question. The Gemara Maseches Bracha says that someone who's nenem in olam hazeh below bracha has violated mi'ila. Right, so he says it's as if he was nenem mikatchi shemayim, because the Gemara asks a stira. The pasuk says hashemayim shemayim lashem va'aretz nasan levnei adam, that people get to enjoy ha'aretz, but the pasuk says lashem ha'aretz umulawa, that the aretz belongs to Hashem. So which is it? So Gemara says kan kodem bracha kan liacha bracha, that bracha takes that which is Hashem's and makes it ours. So it takes away the isra of meila. So it sounds like the bracha is like a pidyon of hegdish. So he says, therefore it should be, if it's really a pidyon of hegdish, someone says a bracha on bread and he plans on eating the entire bread, and then he changes his mind and decides not to eat it, and then he wants to come and eat, and he changes his mind again and he wants to eat the shirayim, he should not have to make another bracha, because he was ready poda it from hegdish with his first bracha when he intended to eat the whole thing. Maybe the first bracha was the pidyon. So why is it that we paskin not that way, that he has to say another bracha once he was nimlach not to eat it, and then he comes back and he decides that now he wants to eat it? So he suggests that the gedder of heter achila after a bracha is not because you're kona the food through the bracha to make it yours. The Maral in the Siva Solem asks, how could a bracha be motzi a pri to chulin? There's no pidyon. Pidyon hagdish, the kedushas chal on the money, I mean, there's something that takes its place. You can say a bracha, so where did the kedusha go? It just disappears. So you have to say that the bracha is not begeder pidyon. Rather, it's like all these examples we're saying in the Mishnah when it comes to mi'ila bebasar kachem, that prior to the zrikas adam, it's subject to mi'ila. Once there's zrikas adam, there's no longer mi'ila. Why? Because now the basar is nechal akwanim. What does it mean, the basar is nechal akwanim? It belongs to the kwanim? No, it doesn't belong to the kwanim. It's still something that they cannot be Makadish and Isha with, but there's a heter achila. So sometimes it's in order to take away Nisamila, it's not pidyon that takes away Nisamila, it's heter achila. It's creating a sense of heter achila. He says that's what we do when we say a bracha on food. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a heter achila. Va'aretz nasan levnei adam, but not that the aretz actually belongs to levnei adam. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to eat his food. So this is the mashal of what happens on a drabbanon level with brachos when one recites a birchas hananin. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss machlokas whether there's an isur mi'ila on the tapuach, meaning that there are two avodos that we do with the ashes that are on top of the mizbeach. There's the trumas hadashen, where you go up the next morning and take a shovel and they move some of the ashes around and they go to the center of the pile and they take it out off of the mizbeach and place it down next to the mizbeach on the eastern side of the ramp of the mizbeach, three tefachim away from the ramp. And then there's the hotza'as hadashen, that v'hotza'as hadashen mechutz l'machna, that all of the ashes that remain are brought mechutz l'machna. So what we're going to discuss is, you already did the trumas hadashen, there's still a pile of ashes on the mizbeach, you have not yet done the hotza'as hadashen. So there's still this pile of ashes ashes on the mizbeach. So is there me'ila on that pile of ashes? Itmar hanena me'efer tapuach shal gabei mizbeach. If a person gets hanah from the efer tapuach, tapuach literally means an apple. I guess that's the daf yomi coincidence before Rosh Hashanah. But it's not over here we're talking about. It's like this round shaped pile. So it looks like a tapuach. Tapuach doesn't actually mean an apple in biblical Hebrew, and the way the Gemara uses it, tapuach means a citrus fruit, more likely like an orange. In modern Hebrew, it means an apple. So anyway, Tosus points that out. So if Yenena from tapuach that's on the mizbech, that's what Shachter writes in Big Fat Song, that probably that's what we're supposed to be putting in our charosas, not an apple but a citrus fruit, because it's zechel the tapuach. So there weren't apple trees in Mitzrayim; there were citrus trees. Mm-hmm. So it's Middle East; there were citrus trees in Mitzrayim. Okay, so anyway, Hanena. Someone gets hana from the efer tapuach shal gabi mizbech. Rav Amar ein ma'ol in bo. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ma'ol in bo. So Rav says not subject to meila. Rabbi Yochanan says yes, subject to meila. Lefnei trumas hadeshon klo yam lo pligi de ma'ol in bo. If you haven't yet done trumas hadeshon, then it's for sure still kachay Hashem. Ki pligi la'achat trumas hadeshon. The whole machlokas is you've already done the trumas hadeshon. Now is it subject to meila? So Rav Amar ein ma'ol in bo. Harinas mitzvaso. You already did the mitzvah of trumas hadeshon, and therefore it's no longer subject to meila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kiven dechsiv lavash akoyin nidavad, kiven detzarich lebigdei kuna bekedusha sekai. Pasuk says that when you do the hotsa'as hadeshen, the kohen's got to wear bigdei kuhuna. Why, you think he's wearing bigdei kuhuna for nothing? Obviously, it's still kadosh, and he's doing a whole avoda with it. So it's not called nasas mitzvaso, and therefore, it's going to still be subject to Me'ila. There is a discussion with Sechaz Yuma, which begadim does he have to wear? The Shita of Reish Lakish is that the Kohen, that's Motzi the Deshen, has to wear only two of the Big Dekuna, the Kasonis and the Mechnasayim, that it says by the Parsha Sa'ola. But nevertheless, even to wear those, the Shita Mugatsis points out, even to wear those, that tells you something about it, that it's still Bikdu Shase, and therefore is still subject to Me'ila. So the Gemara challenges Rav from our Mishnah. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Molin ben Adcha Teitze the Beis Hadesh, that once you do on the Ola Sa'of, once you do the Mitzvah Dam of the Ola Sa'of, it's subject to Me'ila until it goes out the Beis HaDeshen. Means it's entirely burnt on the Mizbech, and they bring the ashes out to the Beis HaDeshen. That's Michutz L'Machne. So you see, even after the Trumas HaDeshen, it's still subject to Me'ila. Kasha L'Rav, that's a challenge on Rav. So I'm Rav would say, Achatir L'Beis HaDeshen. No, it means until you do the Trumas HaDeshen, where now the rest of the ashes are eligible for Hotza'as HaDeshen. But they don't need actual Hotza'as HaDeshen in order for the Isra Mi'ila to go away. Meisei, the Gemara says, I'll challenge Rav. Again, the Mishnah Maseches Vachem tells us v'kulon shepakul me'agavi ha'mizbeach, that karbonos that were pasul, where the halacha is that im olu lo yerdu, that you leave them on the mizbeach once you brought them there, or parts of karbonos that are kosher that don't have a chiyuv haktara, like the gidim and the atzamos of karbonos, where the halacha is that when they're mechubar lebasar, you put them on the mizbeach. But if you just had gidim and atzamos and not mechubar lebasar, you wouldn't put them on the mizbeach in the first place. So let's say you have these parts of karbonos that don't really need to be on the mizbeach; you just aren't allowed to take them down. And they shoot off of the mizbech. Shapakul me'algabi mizbech. The moisture in it dries out, and the fire sometimes, like things pop out of the fire. I guess they have a splash zone or something. You have to be careful, right? They would shoot off of the mizbech. So lo yaksir. So then you can't be machzir it on the mizbech. And any coal that would come off of the mizbech, you also wouldn't be machzir. Ooh, ha'al gabei mizbech yachzir. But it sounds like if a piece of coal would shoot from one part of the mizbech to another, then you would be machzir it onto the maracha. So from the Mishnah, it sounds that the Mishnah is talking about a gacheles that was b'tapuach. It was already had it trumas hadeshen, and it falls off of the tapuach. So the Mishnah says that if it falls on the floor, you don't have to return it. So we see from there that if it falls on the tzidosh on the mizbeach, you do have to return it, and it's still subject to meila, even though you already had a trumas hadeshen. So bishlam Rabbi Yochanan nicha, that works very well according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that even after the trumas hadeshen, it's still subject to meila until the hotzas hadeshen. El Rav kasha, samalach Rav shiny gechalas dispe mashasha. Rav says when it's ashes, there's no longer meila once you had trumas hadeshen. Over here we're talking about a gacheles; it hasn't yet been fully burnt. You can't call that nasas mitzvaso, and therefore ikadom lalachisa. Some actually said this raya in the other direction, that time shum gachelus disbim hashasha, that the only reason that you have to put it back on the pile is because it's a gachelus. There's mamashus to it. Ha efer delas bim hashasha fil gabim zeichin molin bo. But if it was only ashes, that it would no longer be subject to Mi'ilah, even though it did not have Otzos Hadashin yet. So now it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Bisham al Rav Nicha, according to Rav, this works very well, that it's not subject to Mi'ilah once he had Trumas Hadashin, even if he didn't have Otzos Hadashin. Al Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, why is it only a coal that would have to be put back on? Ashes should also have to be put back on. So Malach Rabbi Yochanan, what didn't offer the wayfair? You're right, ashes also would have to be put back on. V'hainu time of Diktoni Gacheles, the reason we gave an example of Gacheles is because Kasi Lashmin and Dafilu Gacheles Dispe Meshasha, Kipaka Be'agabe Mzech Lo Yachzir, that it's telling me a great Chiddush, that even a Gacheles that still is Mamashas, if it pops off of the Mizbech entirely, you still don't have to put it back on the Mizbech. Okay, now we're going to just discuss a basic halacha of Mi'ilah. We know that if a person violates Mi'ilah, he's chayiv anasha Mi'ilos, and he has to pay back keren v'chomesh. Where does that money go? Where does the money? What's the money used for? Sitmar hanener mi baser kache kachem lefnei zrikas damim. Person gets hanah from the baser of kache kachem before the zrikas adam. So he's chayv mishum beila because it was never hutal lekohanim yet. Umei emuri kachem kalim lachas zrikas damim. Or he gets hanah from the emurim of kachem kalim after the zrikas dam, and that's when the emurim becomes subject to meila first at the zrikas dam. So Rav Amar, Rav says, what do you do with that keren v'chomesh? Mashenena yiplu l'nedava. You buy ketz ha-mizbeach, you buy desserts from the mizbeach, olos karbonos ola that are going to be used when the mizbeach is otherwise unoccupied, and you're makti the bus on the mizbeach, and the oros get given to kohanim. Levi Amar yavidav shekula l'mizbeach. No, don't bring carbon ola. You want to bring something that goes entirely to the mizbech. Carbon ola, the oros go to kohanim. So what's brought entirely to the mizbech? Ketores. So it's used to buy ketores. Tanya kavase delevi mi'ila zu lehechon aleches. What happens to this mi'ila? So lemeidun lefnei chachamim omrim. The lemeidun lefnei chachamim said yavi davar shekula l'mizbech. You bring something that goes entirely on the mizbech. My new ketores. And what is that which goes entirely on the mizbech? That is ketores. So the Achronim raised the question, why? Meaning you want something that's entirely on the Mizbeach. Why Ketores? Why not other things that are entirely on the Mizbeach? Like Minchas Nesachim or Levona, especially if someone is Nana from Emurim of Kachem Kalim, where Kachem Kalim is only Korban Yachid, so why would you bring Ketores, which is a Korban Sibur? It would make much more sense to bring Nesachim and Levona, which is a Korban Yachid. So that's a kasha the Achronim raised. Don't really have a strong answer for it. That they use Ketores, which is a Korban Sibur, instead of other things that are entirely on the Mizbeach. Also, Tosfos in Masechet Menachos and Daf Nun raises the question, how could a Yachid bring Ketores from his own money? The Braisa says the Yachid is not allowed to bring Ketores. So you have to say that he gives the Ketores to the Tzibur and it becomes the Tzibur's money. Okay, now the Gemara brings a Raya to Rav from a Braisa that discusses what you do with the money that someone who got Hana'a from money that was designated for a Korban, but had not yet been used to actually buy the carbon, or someone who got what you do with such money when you have to pay it back. So Tani Kavasei Rav, we have a price that supports Rav. Hanena midmei chatos midmei asham. Person gets hanah from some of the money that was set aside to buy a carbon chatos or to buy a carbon asham. Achlo karba chataso before they, if he discovers this, that he got enough from it, that he used this money before the chatos was ever bought. So Yosef yavi chataso. So let him add the extra money to the original pot of money, and he'll buy a karba chatos with all this money. Achlo karba ashamo, and if it's before he brought the asham, Yosef yavi ashamo. Add money to it and bring the karba asham. But karba chataso, if he already bought a beimel chatos from the remaining money before he realized that he had misappropriated some of the money that had been designated for this carbon chatos, yelchu liyam ha-melech. He takes that money that he was mafrish to pay the for the payment of the keren v'chomesh, and he has to destroy it. Because when he was Nene from the Dmei Chatos, he really had to add a Keren V'chomesh on the remaining Dmei Chatos and to buy from all of that money together a fat Korban Chatos. But now that he didn't know that he was Nene from it until after the Korban Chatos was already brought, the Keren V'chomesh has a status of Chatos Sheneschapru Ba'aleha. And a Chatos Sheneschapru Ba'aleha, you have to leave it to die. So this money, you have to make it die. You have to be Yolich Liyam HaMelech. Kvar Karav Hashamov, he already brought today's Karban Hashem, Yiplu L'Nedava. You buy Karbanos for the Ketz HaMizbeach and Nidvas Tzibur. Because we also view the Keren L'Chamesh like a Behemoth Hashem, Sheneschapu Ba'aleh, with another Hashem. And the halach over there is Yir HaTshibu Bamum, and then you sell it and you buy Ketz HaMizbeach. So over here you have the money, right? Straight away, you could just buy Ketz HaMizbeach with it. The Hemshik of the price tells us, our case, you do a regular standard garden variety violation of Mi'ila, Mashanene, Yipl and Nadava. The money that you're nana with goes Linadava, goes for Ketz HaMizbeach. So the Kol Karbanos, Kol Karbanos HaMizbeach, or all Karbanos that are hukta should be makrav on the Mizbeach, La Mizbeach. When you pay back the Keren V'Chomesh, you buy Ketz HaMizbeach. Karbanos katshe bedek abayis, whatever was money was designated for bedek abayis, when you pay it back, le bedek abayis. Karbanos tzibur, karbanos like tzvidim musafim, le nidvas tzibur. That goes to the kupos of the Beis HaMikdash, that the shofaros of the Beis HaMikdash, I guess that's the second daf yomah coincidence, the shofaros of the Beis HaMikdash, that you would buy the karbanos tzibur from the money that was left in those shofaros. So Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Gemara asking a stira in the lashon of this very brisa. Okay. Thank you.